LeBron back in town tonight. We'll talk more about that coming up at around 9:20 because something we failed to mention in a segment we talked about it earlier today. Find the 7 o'clock hour, 92.3thefan.com. So I saw a tweet yesterday, or actually this morning, I beg your pardon, and it was the guy I follow who's one of the scouts at one of the major, Blustro and things like that. There's Catapult. And I follow him, and he had mentioned how there's maybe a result of overvaluing a position, quarterback being that position, on draft day. Sam Block had put out a quote or tweet that said, Anthony Richardson is 22, benched. Bryce Young is 23, benched. Trey Lance is 24, benched. Justin Fields, Will Levis, Zach Wilson, 25, benched. Mac Jones, Kenny Pickett, 26, benched. The NFL has a QB development problem. To which somebody did respond to that and mentioned some of the young guys who are playing in the NFL and doing very well in the NFL. C.J. Stroud, one of them. Jaden Daniels, one of them. But I think we are getting ready for a new quarterback out of the draft. Whether that be Cam Ward, I really like Cam Ward. Whether that be Garrett Nussmeier, where I know he had some very unbecoming interceptions last Saturday. Or whether that becomes...
Which, by the way, every quarterback in college...
That's true.
...has that. Patrick Mahomes had more of those than just about anybody.
You're right. And whether that becomes Shedeur Sanders, which, find out why I think that if the Browns honed in on him, I think he would absolutely come to Cleveland. And I'll tell you why that in the podcast at 92.3thefan.com and the free Odyssey app. It's the emerging podcast scene. Go ahead. I laid out my reasons for it. You can believe it or disbelieve it. But I do think it makes us a little bit worried because I think we pay attention to the bus more than we pay attention to the success stories, especially in Cleveland, where we have a quarterback list 40 names long. And we're still looking for quarterbacks. And I don't believe that Deshaun Watson will start another game for the Cleveland Browns again, at least by their choice. I don't think that that's going to happen. And I think they're going to go looking for a quarterback that's going to excite this fan base as best they can, put some hope back in this fan base as best they can, so they can sell some tickets. Because it is an entertainment business. And they want to put their hopes and dreams in a quarterback, because I believe that Jimmy Haslam is obsessed with finding a quarterback, just like a lot of owners in this league. And until he finds one, he is not going to rest. And he will write whatever he needs to write and do whatever he needs to do to get said quarterback.
Well, this is why the Jameis part of this is so interesting, trying to figure out if he could reasonably be the QB going forward.
Exactly.
Here's why it's interesting. The big swings of late, when you really think about it. Okay, Baker Mayfield, they took him number one overall. When Baker doesn't work out, they go and get the, in modern day NFL history, when is a guy as good, and I know now you're rolling your eyes, when is a guy as good as Deshaun Watson been available? So they went and got the number one free agent quarterback, the once in a lifetime situation. They went and got him. So what's the next big swing? Well, it wouldn't be a big swing at all. It would be going after a guy who'd been relegated to be basically a backup quarterback by the age of 30,
yeah,
and might go on a run now. Is that the next, is that what Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski would be talking ownership into if they still have their jobs after this year?
On which guys again are you talking about again?
Well, just going with somebody who I think most people around the league were like, Jameis is not going to really be a starting quarterback anymore.
Well, depends
unless
on what
there's injuries.
It depends on what he does the rest of this year. Because I have to look at it and go, well, okay, Kevin's good with quarterbacks. Ken Dorsey's believed to be good with quarterbacks, but I think that jury is still out. I think that Kevin has been good with quarterbacks that fit his system and have done well with him throughout that time. Again, I've made the joke several times with you. Okay, apparently he's the only NFL head coach who's needed a bad quarterback to win football games. So he has Jameis Winston. You know, he's younger than Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge is going to be 33 coming up this season, this spring, which I don't think anybody believes that, because you're not paying attention to Aaron Judge as much. Jameis is only 30. He's going to be 31 next year. You have Sam Darnold, who's a veteran, doing pretty nice. You have other guys who have been veterans, turned into players, and have been nice players. Baker Mayfield has turned into a veteran and has done a fine job for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and puts them in a position to go to the playoffs, and will probably put them in a position to go to the playoffs again this year. They're 4-4. Can Jameis be that guy for us? And are you willing to be open to Jameis being that guy for us? Or does it have to be a drafted quarterback? Or does a guy, don't know how anybody can make this argument, Does it have to be Deshaun Watson? The only way I could see you having this argument is you're just saying, well, the Browns are going to go and make him play because of that contract. It's just going to happen. You guys need to understand that. That's the only way I can understand anybody making that argument. But from what we've seen, he's a basket case. He's often injured. No. I think he's done. So should Jameis Winston get the chance to be the long-term starter this year?
I want to ask the fans because he will get the chance if he plays well. The question is, how well does he need to play for the fans to be excited about the next season? That's the question to me. Because, you know, if it's 30 and 30, famous Jameis 30 for 30.
Yeah.
That's exciting to watch. That's also no chance to really go far as an NFL football team, right? Do we agree on that? Does anybody disagree?
How far are you talking?
Like, that's what I'm saying is you're not going to be expected to win any playoff games. You might make the playoffs because seven teams make it.
I think you could win a wild card game or something like that.
Okay. Well, I just put it in terms of what I saw last year with Joe Flacco, goes on an amazing run, throws two pick sixes, and nobody won. I mean, not a lot of people did not want him. They're like, okay, that was nice. Never again. It wasn't until they saw Deshaun Watson and how bad he was where they were like, maybe we should have thought about having Joe Flacco back. But I remember the conversations after he, quote, turned into a pumpkin. Well, Jameis, that's his whole career is that. His whole career, like, he doesn't have the Joe Flacco Super Bowl run. Jameis Winston's whole career is first half against Houston, second half against Houston. Or magical month of December and January, and then the Houston game. That's his whole career. So how good would he have to be the rest of the way? How different would he have to look for fans to be really pumped up going into next season?
He would have to look really good. By the way, can I put this out there about Joe Flacco too? I don't think the Browns are special in terms of the way NFL teams think. I think a lot of teams saw fans' reactions about Joe Flacco and went, nope, not going to be messing around with our quarterback. That ain't going to happen. I think they feel the exact same way. I don't think every team feels that way. Clearly, Indianapolis, they'll look for anybody who's good. But I think a lot of teams who thought Joe Flacco was good, their owners were like, they're buying Joe Flacco jerseys. They're doing wacko for Flacco chance.
Yeah, you're
they're
not
making
doing
songs
that
or playing on
starting,
the radio over there.
You're not doing that to your other quarterback who's supposed to be the
guy. You ain't going to do that. You want your backup to be good. You don't want him to be that good if you've made that type of investment in your starting quarterback.
So how does this apply with Jameis Winston?
Fans don't want to believe that.
So how does that apply with Jameis?
It's perfect.
Was he not that good? When they brought him in to be the backup?
It's perfect now. Maybe that's the truth. Maybe they thought he wasn't going to be that good. It's perfect now. The other guy got hurt. Again, I don't think that anybody sees a realistic way other than just stubbornness that he would play and start for the Cleveland Browns again. And again, this is where you can make him the starter. Is Deshaun going to be his backup? I'm not necessarily sure about that. That's a different being to it. But you're going, hey, if we can win some games, we're not going to finish that high in the draft anyway. If we don't finish that high in the draft, why do we need to give up a bunch of draft capital where there will be quirks with all three quarterbacks at the top of this draft? There will probably be a fourth one there. There'll be quirks with all of them. So why give up a bunch of draft capital for a quarterback when I got a guy who's a veteran here? He's been through the wars. He's been through the turmoil. He's been through the different offensive systems, and he's come out on the other end, and he's played well for our football team. That is something he needs to have the chance to be able to prove. Either prove it or say that, no, he's a backup. He's fun. That's it. It's crab legs. We're moving on. You could always do that.
What are you paying him, though?
I don't know.
If he has the
can you
the
afford
year, if he has the year that you guys are alluding to that would make him return here, right? And I'm just looking at the recents, right? Geno's a comparison, and Baker's a comparison. Geno got 3 years, $75 million. Baker got 3 years, $100 million. You can't afford to do that and still have Watson's contract
on
the book.
You can't. You would have to make changes within the other players.
Right.
You can't keep to...
Can you? So is Jameis worth that? You're going to have to make drastic changes to your salaries.
You have two guards making over $10 million. That can't happen next year. So one of them is going to have to either retire or one of them is going to be let go. Then you look at your wide receiving core. Elijah Moore will come off the books. Jerry Judy is signed. Cedric Tillman will be on year three of his rookie deal. And I mean, that's a very...
Can you give Nick Chubb a new contract and bring back Jameis?
There's always a way to get something done.
I mean, I know you say that, but we're now at it.
You trading Greg Newsome this weekend?
It was definitely something Albert Breer brought up yesterday. He said Newsom. He said Za'Darius Smith.
You can make the argument you could still be a competitive team and trade Greg Newsom this weekend.
Of course you can. I don't know
if I want to argue that altogether, but yeah.
Of course you can. That's the thing about this is when we got into the huge argument on Monday, and I thought it came organically, and it was great to get the temperature of what everybody thinks about what this team truly can do this year. But I think some people missed the boat when they started talking about, well, my hard-earned money went to season tickets. I want to see the team compete. I want to see this. I want to see that. Trading Za'Darius Smith and trading Greg Newsom, like, that doesn't mean they're tanking next year. And I think people were taking it as that. That the teams in the NFL, the Browns do not need, but first of all, they're not going to have Za'Darius Smith next year anyway. We didn't even know if they're going to have Jameis Winston next year. I think 2 weeks ago, we probably assumed, no, we won't have Jameis Winston here next year. Now we're like, oh, can he be the starter here next year? Think about how quickly that conversation turned. We have seen so many teams in recent years. Look at Houston. They were supposed to be a doormat. The very next year, they're kicking our ass in the playoffs. Mm. Okay, Washington. That was one of the easy W's before the schedule came out this year. Right? Was it not?
Yeah.
They kicked our ass. They've turned it around. The Bears seem to have turned it around pretty quickly. This league, it can be done pretty quickly. So trading guys this year does not mean that the Browns are going to go 0-16 and 1-15 next year.
I think we go to the nuclear option because we've only gone back to the nuclear option where you tear the whole thing down to studs. You had an 8-year rebuild for that. You wasted literally three of those years, at least three of those seasons. I think that they look around the league. They have to look around the league and go, wait a minute, wait, hold on. They traded away big-name players in Washington last year. Now, they got a second overall pick as their quarterback, but they're looking a lot better than what they were last year. There's other teams that have been able to separate themselves from big names and have been competitive. They did not have to tear everything right down to where the Browns tore it down in 2016.
But big names and cornerstones are two different things, and a guy like Myles Garrett is a cornerstone.
Myles is a cornerstone. Right? Greg is a big name.
Do you have an offensive cornerstone right now?